The Adventures of Ruby.
I find myself below the great Zebu's jungle, down in Professor T.J. Taru's dig as they burrow about in an ancient city.
There's a vast underground system here. We don't know the dimensions or how deep it may extend. But I assume you have reasons other than passing interest in archaeological digs.
Yeah. Has to do with your Frankie, Angel Lips.
I see.
She was built for you, right?
Yes. Yes, I desired a companion. She was custom-made to my specifications.
You have good taste, Professor. Angel Lips is well-built.
I'm aware of that.
You had a program to program herself. You an android liberationist or what?
I believe this interview was over.
Look, Taru...
That's enough! Now, here's your hat. What's your hurry?
The Slimies tried to blast out her gut. She was dressed to look like me. Now she's got the Slimies on my back. Why?
I see. I wanted someone that would, to some extent, think for herself, not merely follow my command.
You got what you paid for.
I beg your pardon?
She left you.
Yes, but the truth of the matter is, that was in her program. She has her own destiny.
You really are an android liberationist.
That wasn't part of my specifications.
You never thought of sending her back to her maker?
For a little fine-tuning.
That's not unusual.
She pleaded with me not to. I couldn't do it. It would mean altering her personality.
The poor sucker had fallen in love with his own creation.
Angel Lips has the ability to see what you want and to be what you want. Like, I like plastic. I like the way it feels.
She was built for a purpose other than just your companionship. You were set up.
I'm aware of that.
You just let her go?
I couldn't have her dismantled.
You're a soft touch, Taru.
Well, someone else knew, too.
The programmer?
Yeah, when I provided my personality data, it was obvious that... And I was the fool they'd been waiting for.
Oh, God knows what she's up to. Who built her?
Lazar's android works.
Lazar's.
Well, she has a questing mind. I taught her what she wanted to know. She wanted to know everything. Everything I know.
Why?
Everything I know.
Why?
Everything I know.
Why?
Well, she has a questing mind. I taught her what she wanted to know.
Why?
She wanted to know everything. Everything I know.
Why?
I don't know.
We're beneath the great Zebu's jungle. Professor T.J. Taru, the noted archaeologist, having dug up a good chunk of the jungle, has finally stumbled upon an ancient Sumanulian city.
The Nulians had a wonderful sense of humor, Ruby. Sumanula means the high point of nothing.
Figures, they've been extinct for 10,000 years.
We know that planets have an intelligence of their own. When a planet is evolving, changing, it affects everything on it. There may be other forces, Ruby. The mind creates its own model of the universe, and what we see is merely a reflection of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
Say, Ruby, what's that you're wearing?
Listen.
It looks like plastic tights. Real tight.
Listen.
I like that, you know, plastic.
Listen.
Plastic makes me hot.
There's something in the shadows.
Huh?
Over there.
Something in the shadows. Where?
There.
Don't use your blaster! The reverberations caused by that blaster will bring this city down on our heads!
There it is! What a set of fangs.
It's not venomous.
You sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure. They're known as saber-tooth snakes. Harmless species that prey upon rodents and...
Robots! Laser vipers! Damn, it's after you, Taru! Oh my God, there's a second one. They're out to get you, Taru! Thought you'd never ask.
They're trying to kill me! Oh my God, they went to kill me!
That's right. See? Nothing happened. The ceiling is quite intact. On second thought, you were right.
It's coming down on us! Quick, Ruby, before we're buried alive in this...
You okay? Taru? Professor? We knocked down a wall. There's a whole other world down in there, a subterranean city. What's that? Some black furry fellows? Impressive set of claws. Nice feet, too. Could use a manicurist. Little squinty in the eye department. Nice noses. They sure can smell me. What can I say? We all sweat. I hope you guys are root eaters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My name's Ruby. Look, no roots. Soft, furry pelts. Claws that could rake Godzilla's belly open. Short snouts. Stubby antennae. A little squinty in the eye department. They surround me with curiosity. Are amazed by my lack of fur. You guys got some pretty good coat material here. Yeah. That's the problem with aliens. You can't understand what they're saying. I know. I'm the alien. Yeah, well, look, you guys. Professor T.J. Taru, the noted archaeologist, is buried beneath that rubble. How about digging him out? Communication problem. I doubt if my translator... No, nothing here for moles. Aha! That perked up an interest. Yeah, you're pretty handy with those rakes of yours. Not crushed, huh?
Extraordinary. The moles of ZZ Boos.
Friends of yours, I hope?
I'm amazed. I didn't know they actually existed.
I think they want us to go home with them.
Delight.
Let's hope so.
You people are in the process of excavating the entire city. It's awesome. Ruby, do you understand what an extraordinary find this is?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
To what depths does this city extend?
It's a regular anthill. Molehill. Sorry.
They preserved everything, even the graffiti and the street signs.
Yeah, if you see an exit sign, let me know.
Yeah, they certainly appear to be friendly.
Let's hope they're vegetarians.
I believe they are discussing what to do with us.
Yeah. Their teeth look like they're more for snipping and mashing than ripping.
Well, no canines, no carnivores. Look! They've gathered around a strange apparatus.
I don't like the looks of it. Yeah. All right. The chief molar wants us to stick our heads in there.
Is that wise?
It looks like an automatic mind translator.
Well...
put together from old hair dryer parts.
It may have an adverse effect on our minds.
Yeah, but it may take care of my split ends. Stuck down in the ancient Nulian city, the moles of Zebus insist Professor Taru and I stick our heads into what may be an automatic mind translator, but could be an old hair dryer. I don't know if this is going to be a permanent or not.
You think this is going to cause some damage?
Who knows? What makes a mole laugh?
Well, they're insistent.
All right. Lower away.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ow. Oh. This is a tight fit, isn't it?
That's not bad.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. You're coming in clear.
I hear you.
What's your name?
My name is whatever you wish to call me.
The professor here is fond of puns. How about Moliere?
As you wish.
That's disgusting.
You have a name for this city?
Oh. Whatever you wish to call it.
How about the molecular structure?
Oh, please!
I thought you liked moldy puns.
Your friend is disturbed.
I'll try to mollify it.
If you like, I'll answer your question.
Are you the chief moler?
Stop it!
Can't take the punishment, huh?
Oh, no. I assume that you people are blind, huh?
Not as blind as you, Professor Taru.
Are they reading our minds or what?
Pretty good chance.
Then why are we whispering?
You got a point.
We cannot read your minds, and we are not blind. We have been aware of your excavation, Professor Taru. We wish to discuss this in some detail with you.
Digging up their molehill.
Oh, please.
What are you guys going to do with Professor Taru?
I believe we can come to an understanding.
I certainly can.
You potholed half that jungle looking for this city. You're in for it now, Taru.
Say, Moliere, why are you excavating the city?
We are devoted to learning what the ancient Nullians knew.
Your excavation methods are different than ours. We dig from the top down, you dig from the bottom up.
We are aware of the destruction you have caused to our jungles.
I told you.
The Nullians devoted their existence to developing consciousness. We have been able to reconstruct some of their methods. You may find this interesting, Ruby. Follow me.
Hey, what about these hair dryers?
No, it is portable.
Oh, okay. Warn me if we're going through any short doors.
You will find this most, most interesting.
Yeah? Why?
It is a game called Cosmic Pinball.